Let's see now. There's 2, 4, 6, and... howdy, Hector. Say, Shakes, where you been keeping yourself? Ain't seen you since?
Yes. Never mind that. Listen, was there a fellow by the name of Trent in here trying to sell you some oil stock?
Well, there's a fellow in here. I don't know what his name was, but he did do a mite of talking about oil. You know, only me and Eb couldn't figure out...
Did you give him any money?
Why, no.
Oh, gosh. I was kind of worried there for a minute, Mr. Witt, about him. You see, now that you have a little money, you want to watch out. Because somebody will be coming along and slickering you.
Nobody will slicker us. We know how to take care of ourselves, I reckon. You're the fellow that wants to watch out.
Who, me?
Yes, you. I know you're a pretty smart young fella, Hector, and all that. But after all, you ain't had much business experience. You're the one that'll get slickered.
Say, you'll excuse me, Mr. Winterbottom, but I have to laugh. I really have to laugh over that one.
Yes, well, I don't see what you got to laugh at.
You're saying that I'll be slickered.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you don't know they used to call me the old fox of Wall Street, did you?
No, never mind, Hector. I ain't got time
well,
to
they did.
Long
they
long
did.
Long.
They did. And do you know why? Because I'm the fellow that cornered the wheat market.
You cornered the wheat market?
Yes, sir. I certainly did. It was one of the most dramatic events in the history of the stock exchange, an upheaval the echoes of which have not yet died away, and which has left the entire world divided.
Divided?
Yes, in the northern and southern hemisphere.
Yes,
understand, Mr. Winterbottom. Yes. Understand, Mr. Winterbottom, I am not a speculator.
Mm-hmm.
But on this particular occasion, I happen to be in the market. You see, I just dropped in to get some things for dinner. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, the whisper went around, Morgan is buying wheat. Morgan is ordering wheat.
Morgan was ordering wheat, huh?
Yes. He finally ordered cornflakes, but this time it was wheat. And Morgan was an enemy of mine. Many, many times we had locked antlers.
You don't see?
Yes, indeed. Locked antlers. Of course, in recent years, I hadn't locked mine as I carried plenty of insurance. But as I stood there, the thought came to me, now is the time for my revenge. If Morgan is buying wheat, then I'll buy wheat. I'll wheat him at his own game. I saw in an instant that now was the time to make a coup. And what a coup it was. 8 cylinders, 4-wheel brakes, new ventilating system, freewheeling, and only $827 FOB Detroit.
Wait a minute. What about the wheat?
Wheat?
Yes.
Did you say something about wheat?
Yes, of course you did.
Speaking of wheat, Mr. Winterbottom, did I ever tell you about the time I cornered the wheat market?
You darn fool, that's what you was telling me.
Did I tell you that?
Yes.
Oh, that's where I heard it before.
Well, go ahead. What happened?
Well, then, Mr. Winterbottom, then the grim struggle was on. With a ringing cry, I plunged into the wheat pit, buying wheat. Wheat and nothing else wheat would I buy. On the floor of the exchange, pandemonium reigned. Shouts! Curses, and ever above the tumult rose my battle song.
Your battle song? What was your battle song?
The wheat by and by. Days and nights passed, and still the terrific battle continued. The wheat market was wrecked, torn to shreds. From then on, it was shredded wheat. Shredded wheat, but I decided to risk it. And then, when all seemed lost, I made the move which gained for me the name of the old fox.
Yes. Well, what was that?
The wheat was piling up, pound by pound, bushel by bushel, ton by ton, millions and millions of sacks of it. But in that tremendous pile of sacks, there was a sack missing, a little opening, a vacant space. And in that vacant space, I hid an aviator.
An aviator? What for?
Wait. Don't stop me now. If I could only hold out one more day, just one more day was all I wanted. But my enemies massed for one last attack, and that time they were victorious. For the first time in my life, Hector Smith went down. The market crashed. And so, Mr. Winterbottom, that is the story of the famous wheat corner, which is now the site of the new YMCA.
Yes, but did they whip you?
No, certainly not. Don't you remember me telling you about putting that aviator in the hole between the sacks of wheat?
Yes, but you...
Well, there you are. You see, I had an ace in the hole.
Shame, dad, ding you, Hector. I waste a whole half day listening to your dad during
the police station. There's no mail for us at the post office.
Well, all right, then. Give me a hand here, and let's get this case of canned goods unpacked. You can help, too, Hector.
Yes, I'd be very pleased to help, Mr. Winterbottom, but I just happen to think that I've got to go over to the post office myself. And I'll be back in a minute.
Yes, I bet you will. If there's any work to be done, you're about
well,
as close as heaven's teeth.
What do you want me to do with this stuff?
Just take the cans out and put them on the counter there. I'll get that other case out of the back room.
Put them on this counter here?
Yes, you know where to put them.
Shucks. Always figuring out work to do. We sold out all them pieces.
Well, how long are you going to let me stand here?
You can stand there till 7 o'clock. We close then.
Do you know to whom you're talking? I'm Miss Iona Bunn.
How's that?
I said Iona Bunn.
Well, I don't give a darn if you own a Hull bakery.
Will you kindly stop that and listen to me? I want to talk to the proprietor.
You see, Deb, that other case you've... is there something we can do for you, miss?
There certainly is. I'm Miss Bunn, and...
Well, I'm sorry, but we can't do nothing about that.
I want to talk to the proprietor. I'm Senator Bunn's daughter, and...
Oh, yes, Senator Bunn's daughter. Yes, indeed. Well, I'm one of the proprietors, and Eb here, Peters here, my partner's the other. What did you want, Miss Bunn?
Well, my father, Senator Bunn, was bred here in Corn Center, and he thought
he... was bred here, but he's still a Bunn.
Sir?
Eb, you'll have to excuse my partner, Miss Bunn. He's sort of fond of jokes, you see.
Oh, I pay no attention to people like that. As I say, my father was born here. Of course, he had to go elsewhere before his ability and genius was recognized. But just the same, he'd like to do something for Corn Center.
He's already done the finest thing he could for Corn Center.
Oh, do you really think so? What?
He left town.
You go right ahead, Miss Bunn. What was you saying?
Well, my father wants to erect a monument here in Corn Center. A statue or something of the sort.
Yes.
And he's willing to donate half the necessary sums, providing some public-spirited citizen will donate the other half.
Yes.
Now, I understand that you have recently acquired some money, and I thought...
Yes, and what's more, we're going to keep it.
I am not talking to you.
Yes, Eb, you keep after this.
You understand, of course, that anyone who is associated with my father in this public-spirited work will profit socially.
Well, just how do you mean, Miss Bunn?
Well, you'll be entertained by the senator and by the whole Bunn family. In other words, we'll take you in.
Yeah, I'll bet you will at that.
And no doubt you are aware that the Bunns have a certain social standing. We're a very old family. As a matter of fact, 300 years.
Well, you don't tell me. Why, you don't look a day over 40.
Oh, I'm not referring to my own age. In case you are interested, I am just 21.
What?
I'm talking about the Bunn family. We're the elite.
How's that?
Elite.
Yeah, I bet you'll eat any place you get invited.
I didn't say eat, and I'd suggest...
just checking, Miss Bunn, before we get any more talk here. I might as well tell you that me and Eb ain't interested. Of course, now, if you just wanted a few dollars, we'd be glad to...
What? You mean to say you're not interested in associating with a family like the Bunns?
Well, wait, I didn't say that. I said
excuse me.
Miss Bunn, this is Hector Smith.
Tom.
Yes, how do you do, I'm sure.
Why, you're not by any chance the young man who invented the rainmaking machine.
Yep, he's the feller, Miss Bunn. Yes.
Oh, I see. Oh, I wonder, Mr. Smith, if I could have a moment's conversation with you.
Oh, yes, I guess so.
Then would you mind strolling down the street with me while I play? You see, Mr. Smith, my father, Senator...
Well, by the Ginger River.
A woman of her age picking on Hector.
Oh, shucks, she ain't so old. Didn't you hear her say she just reached 21?
Just reached 21, huh?
Yes.
She must have took the detour.